Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever been lost? Really lost? You know, out in the woods somewhere. Or on the road and you just didn't stop for directions and now you're lost. Maybe you're like my little brother who constantly got lost in the department store at the mall. Or maybe you're someone or you know someone who has been lost in an addiction. You ever just been lost in your own head? Lost in an algorithm that has you scrolling and scrolling and scrolling? Have you ever been really lost? In the gospel story today, Jesus tells us that God searches for us, God seeks us out, God finds us and rejoices. You see, throughout his ministry, Jesus has lived and taught and helped and cared for all people, focusing on the outcasts, on the ones left out, the lost ones in particular. We have watched him as he has talked with and touched, listened to and cared about the demon-possessed, the blind and the lame. He talks to women and to children who are considered by some at that time to be lost simply by existing. And to all of these, Jesus brings the love of God, the forgiveness, the guidance, the compassion that they need. Jesus brings all these gifts to the outcast as well as to his disciples, to the Pharisees, to everyone. Willing to hear him and to see that the love of God is behind everything that Jesus does. So in today's gospel reading, Jesus is spending time with tax collectors and sinners, eating and teaching, laughing with them and showing them a new way of living. But at the same time, Jesus is also interacting with Pharisees and the scribes who are standing about, grumbling and tutting about Jesus, his actions, and especially about his audience. And so as Jesus tells the parables in our gospel reading today, he's speaking to those two groups. Both of them are lost as far as Jesus is concerned, and he hopes that they will all hear his message of love and good news. You see, to all the world, Jesus' dinner companions would be listed among the lost. Tax collectors were notorious cheats, using violence and the threat of violence to take advantage of people. They were willing to exploit their own people to get ahead and make more and more money. To the Pharisees, to the religious leaders, to the political people, to everyone, tax collectors were lost. Sinners? Just by that moniker alone, they are among the lost. Now it could be that they were robbers or murderers, but more likely it was the ones who were considered unclean, the ones who had been cast out by the good folks, people who were ill, even those who like badmouth their parents or their family. There were all sorts of ways to be labeled a sinner, from sexual acts to violence to simple acts of autonomy. But to the world, you are a sinner and you are lost. And this is the group that Jesus was spending time with. It was the group that earned all of the grumbles from the Pharisees and scribes. But to Jesus, those grumbling Pharisees and scribes are equally lost. They are unforgiving. They are unwilling to recognize Jesus' dinner companions as people at all. They saw these sinners as the ones who you were supposed to avoid. But to Jesus, they were the ones you spend more time with. All of those lost ones are the ones you spend time with which is why Jesus was spending all of that extra time both with the tax collectors and sinners and the Pharisees and the scribes. Jesus wants them all. Jesus wants us to see all the people around us as neighbors, as people deserving our time and our attention. And so Jesus tells a parable, and the first parable he tells begins with an awkward question. He asks, which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that one until he finds it? No one is raising their hand. Common sense and typical shepherd behavior would never abandon 99 for the sake of one. You would not abandon the bulk of your flock in the wilderness to search for a single sheep. You cut your losses and you move on. But you see, Jesus, by asking the question in the way that he did, Jesus is telling us that God stops and seeks. You see, God is not like us. God does not accept the loss of one for the sake of the many. God doesn't want the loss of even one. So God searches. God seeks. God finds. And so whether it is a sheep or a coin or sons lost to their father, Jesus' comparison shows us that God cares. So if you think these tax collectors and sinners are lost, God searches for them. God finds them. God invites them to the celebration. And if you think that the Pharisees and the scribes are lost, God searches for them. God finds them. God invites them to the celebration. You see, that's another part of what Jesus is teaching us. That there is joy when we return. God is not cross. God is ready to celebrate our repentance and our return. God doesn't want us cowering in fear, afraid to raise our hands, but rather God wants us to enter into the celebration of God's own love. You see, when we are lost, and we can be just that, God is searching for us. Lost and trapped by our own selfish decisions, God is reaching out, looking for us with forgiveness and another chance. When we go down the rabbit hole of false belief or despair, God is seeking us out with the love and the guidance that we need. When we are lost in the storms of grief, being whipped to and fro by sadness and anger, by all the emotions, God is a lighthouse, watching for us and welcoming us with comfort and peace, with hope for a new day. And what is truly amazing is that we get to help with that. This reality that Jesus is showing to the tax collectors and sinners, to the scribes and the Pharisees, and even to us, this reality is the kingdom of God that is at hand. Jesus, in his living and in his teaching, shows us that God does not sit on a throne or a judgment seat frowning down on all of us. No, God cares enough to roll up his sleeves and get dirty, searching and finding. God is also calling us to make the kingdom of God real in our lives as we assist Jesus in finding our sisters and brothers who are lost, as we help make them feel the love of God into their lives as we are able. And so we listen and care, we feed and assist. We take the time, for that is our calling. That is the vision that God has for this world, and we get to make that into our mission every day. Have you ever been lost? God loves us all so much that in Christ we are found. Amen.